You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Gun violence prevention advocates say allowing Texans to carry a handgun without a vetting license is one of the most dangerous bills passed this legislative session. House Bill 1927 is on its way to the governor's desk after the state Senate and House signed off on a compromise version of the legislation. Jill Switzer is the executive director of the group Texas Gun Sense.
To pass dangerous gun bills, I think there has to be a suspension of disbelief and some magical thinking. No major police organization supported the bill, and I think that's telling.
Supporters of House Bill 1927 say the measure gives Texans who can legally buy and own a gun an easier way to protect themselves. Governor Greg Abbott has said he plans to sign the bill into law. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards has denounced the deadly 2019 arrest of Ronald Green as regrettable, criticizing the state troopers who repeatedly stunned, choked, and punched the black motorist. Green died while in custody. The Democratic governor's response to reporters Tuesday at the state capitol came nearly a week after the Associated Press began publishing previously unreleased body camera footage of the arrest. Here's a portion of what Edwards had to say about the Louisiana troopers on the video.
They don't represent what we aspire to in the state of Louisiana at the Louisiana State Police, especially once Mr. Green was not just in custody, but was restrained. And that's why this matter is under investigation.
These were Edwards's most extensive comments yet on the incident. The case is the subject of local, state, and federal investigations. Of the three troopers being investigated, one has since died in a car crash after learning he was about to be terminated. One is on leave and has been notified of upcoming termination. And one has received a reprimand, a temporary suspension, and has since returned to active duty pending outcome of review by state and federal authorities. Louisiana state senators have released their plans for spending more than $1.5 billion in federal coronavirus aid on road work, water system improvements, hurricane recovery, and a variety of grant programs to specific industries. The Senate Finance Committee on Tuesday sent the proposal to the full Senate for debate. About one-third of the cash, $563 million, would pay for road and bridge work. Another $490 million would be steered to the state's bankrupt Unemployment Trust Fund. $300 million would be set aside for water and sewer system repairs and improvements. Storm-ravaged southwest Louisiana would receive $30 million for recovery projects. Louisiana, along with other states, was facing hefty budget cuts due to the pandemic until billions of dollars in federal COVID-19 aid were approved by Democrats in Congress. And Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson says a $20 scratch-off lottery ticket or a $20 game and fish gift certificate will be offered as incentives to residents who get the first dose of the coronavirus vaccine starting Tuesday. Arkansas has had one of the lowest vaccination rates in the country. Your weather outlook today, there's a 50% chance for rain showers and thunderstorms. The daytime highs will be in the upper 80s. This is Red River Radio.